Wintery weather a couple weeks ago provided lots of benefits throughout the Midwest. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. The wintry mix of rain and snow that we saw a couple weeks ago across our Midwestern area really provided a nice little shot of moisture for the soil. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talks about those benefits.
Those same storms that raised dust across the southern Great Plains were also responsible for some late season snow from the central Great Plains into the upper Midwest and eventually through the Great Lakes region. That moisture, especially as you move into the central Great Plains, Kansas, Nebraska, was much welcomed, and that's a great way to deliver some topsoil moisture. Unfortunately, though, it has warmed up very rapidly since that snow fell back in mid-March. So the snow is long gone. We've seen the snow retreat all the way back to the Canadian border at this point. But we have seen a little boost in the topsoil moisture, at least temporarily, in some of those snow-affected areas. The only bad news is the strips of snow were fairly narrow. It wasn't a widespread event. But in the areas that did get it, extending from northwest and north central Kansas, even a little bit into southwest Kansas, and then points northeast from there, have seen certainly the benefit, but it won't take too long. The total moisture from those two events, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches max, that will start to evaporate over time. We don't see any prospect for any significant moisture for the rest of this week.
And as for a weather forecast across the United States for next week,
taking a look at the National Weather Service week two outlook, this will cover the first 7 days of April, mostly mild weather encompassing the country, and just about everybody from the Rockies to the East Coast expecting warmer than normal weather during the first 7 days of April. That is particularly true across the central and southern Great Plains with a very high likelihood of above normal temperatures. As we look at precipitation patterns, looks pretty active. Stormy in the northwest, possibly extending southward into California and the Great Basin. And then we also expect to see active weather across the northern tier of the country on into the northeastern United States.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.